So I see you're listed at 235 pounds on MLB.com. What are you right now?
About 225.
How'd you lose the weight this season?
I actually gained this season. After the knee surgery, I lost 30 pounds going into last year, and then I had knee surgery, so I wasn't really able to do anything. So I went into spring training at about 215, 220, so I've gained a little this season, but I'll be getting down for next season.
And then knees, wasn't like a kink in your cartilage, was that?
It was a divot, divot. It wasn't anything that I did, it was just I had an MRI for my patella tendon, and they found the divot in my cartilage. They said it'd be better to take care of it now instead of then. So.
And it was something that affected you really when you were jumping and that sort of thing, right?
No, it didn't really affect me at all. I had no pain, I was 100%. It's just something that they said I should take care of, more preventative.
Okay. And have you noticed, it seems like with the rehab, you built your body back up a different way. Isn't that the main thing? I guess it's more of a weight transition than a loss.
Yeah, I feel a lot better, you know. I pretty much at this point, I feel like it's a mental game.
You're sure getting one hell of a lot of pictures.
I was just trying for the most part just to make sure that my body was in the spot where I could compete. But when I had the time off, it was mainly mental. Just, you know, get behind the scenes and really trying to get my mental game.
Was the mental side of the game getting to you then before?
It wasn't that it was getting to me. It's just that I feel like when you start moving up and you start seeing what pitchers are doing, it's more about an approach than anything else. You know, not really physical, just mental.
So what's changed with your approach?
I would say just more having an idea of what guys can do. You know, watching before, you go up to the plate, kind of locking in on certain pitches, and then being on both sides, you know, just lefties and righties, and I'm trying to get my right-handed swing back, so I'm really focusing on my right side.
Your left side, I believe you hit one home run. You've hit one home run this year from the left. Is it something where you're going to stick with switching, you're going to make this work, or are you getting to the point where you're kind of wondering maybe just focus on the right?
No, it was left-handed.
And it was left-handed?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my right side, I think it was just my approach over the years. This was a bad year for me right-handed. I never really got locked in. I never felt comfortable. You know, out of 450 at-bats, I think only 120 or something were right-handed. So I never really got locked in. I never really felt comfortable. But definitely this offseason, I'll be getting in there right-handed. So.
So keeping up with the switch hitting.
Yeah.
And this fall, you've had better success, I think, as a contact hitter from the right side. Maybe you are making steps there. Do you have a different hack or a different approach when you're on the other side?
I think right-handed, I don't strike out as much, more contact, but my swing left-handed, it dominates by my right side. You know, I can finish with one hand and not so much with my right side, so I've been just working in the cage and trying to get my left arm stronger with my mechanics. So, you know, hopefully this offseason will work out for me.
It sounds like something almost where you could be the power guy at the lefty and the contact guy at the righty, right?
It all works out.
I've noticed this year your strikeout percentage was down quite a bit from previous seasons. Was that an approach thing? Are you doing
all the mental game? You know, I sat with Gene Kline, the hitting guy for the Dodgers, and when I was hurt, but when I was down for like the 6 months, I had to go to Instructs and I was there rehabbing, and I would go out and watch the games with him, and you know, starting to watch some big league games and starting to see, you know, what people are doing, how pitchers are attacking, you know, guys that hit in the 3 and 4 hole. It really helped me, you know. Knowing what the pitcher's best pitches and when he's trying to throw it, and you know, still trying to be aggressive with the fastball. This year it just worked out. You know, it worked out for me. You know, I had a good mental game, and next year I'll be sticking to it.
What's your pitch? What do you like to drive? What are you looking for?
Oh, fastball.
Fastball.
All the time.
And I think it's a bit different for a guy like you who's been in pro ball for an extended period of time to be traded, but still, you have one organization, they're probably in your house when they were signing you, you really get to know someone, and then all of a sudden, just like that, were you expecting it all to be traded, and how has it affected you?
I didn't expect it at all. I got really close with a lot of the guys over there, a lot of the head guys. You know, when you first sign and you get with the team, it's, you know, you're getting to know everybody and it's a little different. But, you know, when you've already been with somebody for the 5 years and you got to know everybody and then you get traded to another organization after being in it, it's pretty hard. You know, you got to readjust. You got to, you know, you got to find out, you know, how things are working on the other side. But, you know, they've been good and helping me out. So I'm looking forward to next year and getting to know everybody.
And it's one of those things where you have to think about once you're traded, hey, I'm going from one organization, but this other organization, they really wanted me. But still looking back at it, is it kind of something like a little bittersweet, saying I knew so many people and now they left me, they left me out to dry?
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet, but, you know, it's the same game, just different colors. There's definitely a business side to this game, and you got to go where the opportunities are, and, you know, the Orioles, you know, they came to see me, and, you know, they wanted me, so it was a great opportunity, and I'm looking forward to it.
And the Orioles have a great young core going together. It's probably fun thinking about it. Is it every ball player kind of wants to be part of an organization for his whole career and really win over that fan base, but even, it seems like the business side of baseball almost drives you to be sort of a mercenary.
Yeah, you definitely are looking out for yourself from day one. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I got to know the Dodgers, you know, I still talk to, you know, Dodger guys, and I haven't really got to know too many people with the Orioles, with the front office and whatnot, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And one thing that's been really exciting for me, following your numbers and following you a little bit this year, is you get it done with the bat, you have a lot of power, but I didn't know what to expect from you coming out and watching you on defense, and you've blown me away, honestly. You're very nimble out there, and you're making the plays, making the throws. It's clear that's something you worked hard at.
Yeah, definitely. That's all. I mean, this offseason, those are my main focus, you know, just my body and my defense. You know, I figured that my hitting, it's going to come around. It's going to be there. So this offseason was mainly just my body and defense.
Well, and you know you're probably a good hitter when people are calling you Baby Kemp, right?
Yeah, that helps.
Does that one, you think it can transcend organizations?
Probably.
Last thing I want to know, you got some cool body art going on here. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
It's my right side is mainly biblical and stuff from my dad that passed away, and the left side is kind of just things like koi fish, prosperity, and you know, more of an Asian theme and whatnot.
When did your dad pass away?
When I was 17. Junior in high school.
Was he big in your life when you're coming up as a ball player?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's really proud of what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
I really appreciate your time, Josh.